Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and this is the first in a series of near daily bulletins, advisories, lessons, essays, whatever you want to call it, on the subject of marketing and advertising and internet marketing and even business operations. Some of you that have been following us for a long time know that before each system seminar, we do a thing called the pre-system. And I would put out, you know, anywhere from 7 to 15 pretty meaty lessons. And there was enough material in those pre-system trainings for a lot of people to start businesses. In fact, there's the famous story of Ben Moskal, who really couldn't afford to come to any of our trainings, and he just worked with the free pre-system material, and he built his business up to the point where he was able to quit his attorney job and go full-time as an internet marketer. And finally, he made great money, and he was able to come to one of our seminars. And I love that story. So this is free stuff. It's intended to be intensely useful. Please let me know if it's useful to you. I'd love to hear the success stories. If you are inspired to come and do any of our trainings, that would be great. But, you know, if for some reason you can't, that's fine too. I've been teaching and doing online marketing now for coming up on 17 years, so we've generated a lot of material over the years. And I've kind of dawned on me recently that I can't possibly get it all out if I'm going to have to sit down and write it out. It's just never going to happen. So I'm going to speak it out. And so each one of these sessions, and I don't even know what to name them yet, I'll probably come up with a catchy name at some point, but right now I just wanted to get the ball rolling. So the material I'm going to talk about today, this came from the System Intensive. The System Intensive is a thing I do occasionally. It's for system grads. It's for people that own businesses. They're already operating. They may have anywhere from, you know, 3 to 4 to, I think we had one guy that had 25 employees. And they just need to get away and really focus on their business without the distractions of running the business and get the advice of other business owners and get my guidance as well. And they're great sessions. I do them, you know, when I have time to do them. We did a great one in New York City a couple of months ago, and I've got all the notes from that thing, and some really interesting stuff came up. Those of you that teach know that one of the great things about teaching is that it helps you clarify certain issues for yourself. You know, you kind of know how to do something, and, you know, it works, and then you see somebody that isn't able to make it work, and you're trying to figure out, why the heck can't that guy make it work? And then you realize, oh, he's missing this piece. And learning that piece helps you, because then when you go back to your business and your own projects, you remember how important certain elements are. So one of the things that I'm best at, and I think it's one of the reasons why we've had so many successful students, is I am really, really clear that the market is more important than the marketing. And understanding your market and picking the right market is way more important than knowing a million clever marketing tricks. And this is a theme you'll hear me talk about over and over again, because it's so important. A brilliant marketer in the wrong market will fail. Doesn't matter how hard you work, doesn't matter how smart you are, doesn't matter how much you execute. Let me give you an image for that. Let's say you are a world-class sprinter. You know, you run the 100-yard dash, or I guess these days it's the 100-meter dash. That's a race I'm really familiar with, because in high school, I ran the 100-yard dash. Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, champ, indoor and outdoor Catholic high schools. You know, I was a runner. I loved to run 100-yard dash. It was fast. Couldn't beat the guys from Brooklyn, though. They were from another planet. But when it came to the Bronx, Manhattan, and Staten Island, I could hold my own. So I really understand the race. If somebody asked me to run in those days, to run the 100-yard dash through a swamp, it doesn't matter how much I trained, doesn't matter how fast I was, it wouldn't matter how fast I came out of the gate, it wouldn't matter, you know, how, you know, developed my leg muscles were, how perfect my, none of that would matter. You're in a swamp. You're not going anywhere. And I see this happen with many, many entrepreneurs, many business owners, people that are trying to get something started, people that are trying to expand something. The basic premise, the basic ground underneath your feet isn't solid. If you don't have that beginning piece right, it is very hard to be successful. I'd almost say it's impossible to be successful. That's why in the system seminar and in everything I do, we're always looking at the marketplace and the general proposition. Some people call it niche marketing. That is such a minor part of this picture. Let's find a good niche. Well, there's a lot more to it than finding a hot niche. So what I'd like to do on this call is talk about the elements of picking the right marketplace to go into, the right business to go into, and even the right opportunity to pursue. And it's a formula. And once you hear it, you'll realize, oh, yeah, of course. This is how you do it. This is why some people are really successful and other people never seem to get any traction. Probably everybody's experienced somebody that works really hard, has a really good product, and can't seem to make it work. Well, it's probably you're in the wrong marketplace. So let's take a look at what I consider four elements that are absolutely essential for starting a business or for deciding to stay in a business or for growing. And in no particular order, I mean, they're all equally important. So we'll just start where we start. And the first one is, how big is the opportunity? How big is, now it's not necessarily the market size, okay? Now, bigger is often better. There's no question about it. But you can make a tremendously nice living from a small marketplace that has a desire to spend and get, no one has a desire to spend money, but people do have a desire to get deeply involved in stuff, okay? So, for example, if you're in the business of breeding, really fine racehorses, and you develop a reputation for that, and you're really good at it, and you have a sharp eye, there really aren't that many people in the world that can afford to buy top-level racehorses. However, those that do it really well make a ton of money. Another example, if you're a salesman and you're one of the world's greatest salesmen on selling passenger jetliners, okay, there aren't that many customers for you. However, the size of the opportunity is massive. Now, to take this down to a down-to-earth level, how many people are really serious about martial arts in the world? Well, in reality, not that many, and it tends to be guys, and it tends to be guys, who are in their 20s through maybe 50s, and in the 50s they're really dreaming, but they still buy anyway. Not a huge market, but I know many, many people that have built 7 and even 8 figure businesses publishing and being involved in martial arts education world. It's big enough, and people who get into the marketplace tend to get really passionate about it and buy lots. And the first barometer of whether you should go into a particular marketplace or not, what's the opportunity size? The opportunity size, not the market size, the opportunity size. You don't want to go into a market where people buy once and say thank you very much and never come back. That really limits your opportunity size. Does that make sense? So does this thing, do you have something to sell that people are going to buy and come back and buy over and over again, and ideally buy at ever-escalating levels? So, for instance, to use the martial arts example, someone could buy a $29 DVD. Then they go, well, I need the full course. Maybe that's $195 or $295. Then they take the course and go, gosh, I really need to go to the training camp, and that's, $2,995. Some kind of escalation that's possible and built right into the market mix. That's opportunity size. How much money can you pull out of a marketplace? The next thing that a lot of people neglect to their peril, and you see this over and over and over again, is what is the growth potential of the market itself, right? So, for instance, in the internet marketing space, you see a lot of launches, and you see people make a lot of noise, and they focus on one product, and they make a big deal about it. They sell a lot of it, and then it's over. Growth, zero. Right? One shot, you're in, you're out, That's a good maybe model for a bank robber, but you don't see many bank robbers, retiring in a very happy circumstances. You want a marketplace that is growing. Now, when I was a direct mail consultant and a mail order publisher in the print and ink world, and I saw the internet come along, one of the reasons that I was willing to put a lot of resources back into it back in the early 90s was I said, hey, I don't know what exactly is going to happen, but if this internet thing ever takes off, the growth is going to be phenomenal, and I want to plug my efforts into a market that's growing. I don't want to plug my efforts into a market that is static, or a market worse, that's disappearing or diminishing. It's a small, it may seem very obvious. It may seem like, yeah, that's a no-brainer. What's so big about that? And yet, if I were to hear, 20 random business plans or look at 20 people's businesses, again and again and again, I will find people that have put themselves into marketplaces that don't have that extra growing element to it. So opportunity size, is there an opportunity? How big is it? How much money can we get out of this marketplace? And I've got a call coming in. How do you like that? I've got to figure out how to disable that next time around. So how big is our opportunity? How much money can we take out of the marketplace? Is there something clear that these people want to buy at an escalating rate? In other words, start with inexpensive products and naturally grow to more expensive products. Second issue, am I in a marketplace that is growing? Very, very important. Third issue, very important. No one else is there. Okay. Now, what do I mean by that? If I go to a flea market and everybody's selling jeans, and I show up, I'm the only guy, let's say, selling T-shirts, to use a really simple example. I'm going to be in a better position than all the Me Too marketers that are selling the same thing that everyone else is selling. Okay. Again, if I were to look at 20 business plans, 19 of them tend to be Me Too. Hey, I hear there's a lot of money in selling XYZ. I'm going to sell XYZ too. Not a good business plan. Good to go into an active marketplace. That's good. Good to go into a marketplace where there's a lot of money changing hands and there's a lot of interest. That's good. But you have to figure out a way that your offering is utterly unique. That's a whole topic, and we'll probably devote several calls to how you actually do that. How do you take a commodity that everybody else is selling and make yourself utterly unique? But I want to advise you, if you're going to invest time, money, and effort into a business, or you want to grow the business that you've already got, you must do this. I mean, it's not a maybe or, gee, I'll get around to it someday. You really need to sit down, maybe take a weekend off. It may be even worth taking a week off and figure out, okay, I'm selling this. This is the shape of the marketplace. How do I shape and form and position me and what I offer so that it is utterly different and utterly unique and nobody else does it? This is a matter of creativity. It's not something that you can get from a book. Maybe a consultant can help you, but you can probably come up with yourself. But I want you to focus on it. I want you to think about it. I want you to make it an obsession until you come up with an answer. It will change your business destiny. If you're an accountant and there's 20 other million accountants in town, yeah, you'll get some business. Yeah, you'll be able to pay your mortgage. Yeah, you'll get a new car every couple of years. That's good. But if you're going to be a really successful accountant in a marketplace, you've got to figure out, okay, how can I package myself so that there's something about me, high quality, that people know they cannot get anywhere else. This is the essence to me of marketing. So if you don't have that yet, this is something to work on. If you have a business and you're looking for a way to grow it, you don't need to spend any money. You could grow your business substantially simply by figuring out how you can be different in a positive way from everyone else in the marketplace. And we're going to have many calls on this because it's kind of the most important thing in marketing, in my opinion. So we've got element number one, how big is the opportunity? Is there even an opportunity there? Number two, am I going into a market that has natural growth that I can participate in? So as my so as my business grows, I'm in a rising tide. You know, I'm not in a declining tide. Number three, how can I make what I do unique? And believe me, everybody is unique. Every business is unique. There are ways to figure out what your best elements are and put them forward and make yourself someone who stands out. But it takes a little bit of thinking. Sometimes it takes some help from friends to or colleagues to just, you know, make it point that out, point the ways you are unique out. But this is not a trivial thing. This is a big thing. The fourth thing, and this is really neglected, and it's very important, you actually can deliver the goods. There's way too much marketing education that just talks about persuasion and manipulation and control and closing, and we're going to do this to them and we're going to do that to them, and nobody ever talks about what are we going to do for them after they've purchased, after they've given us money. What are they going to get? This is a really important thing. And this has nothing to do with being a good guy or anything like that. It just is practicality. The first sale is the beginning of your wealth. It's not the end of the game. If you want to make money on a consistent basis, if you want to wake up a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now and have something, you're going to get that ultimately from delivering something truly valuable, not, hey, we deliver value. None of that nonsense. Real, I mean, it's value, period. People are like, yes, this is great. This is helpful. This is useful. Thank you very much. Whatever it is, it might be shoes, it might be kitchen gadgets, it might be, you know, sailboats, it might be any one of a thousand different things, but that you actually are in a position to deliver the goods. So don't go into a marketplace just because it seems like it's a good thing to be in. Figure out what people who are shoppers and buyers in that marketplace value, what they need and what they want, and rack your brain on how to actually deliver it and deliver it in an excellent way. This is going to get you repeat business. This is going to get you word of mouth business. This is going to make miracles happen. Yes, there are people that are really super clever marketers, and they can go out and pump out a lot of junk in the marketplace and, you know, rake off some dollars and, you know, pat themselves on the back on how brilliant they are. Good for them. Okay? The real businesses that make the real money and have the real stability and the real pleasure in doing business is that you create a following of people who stick with you and like what you do and tell their friends and are enthusiastic about doing business with you for the long term. You know, the old Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln statement, you could fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So delivering on your promises is one of the smartest things marketers can do. And it helps if you design whatever it is you're selling so that the delivery process, I don't mean putting it in the box and shipping it to them, that's part of it, but the whole process of delivering the good or the service of whatever it is really excellent, really memorable, something that really people really appreciate. So let's go back and take a look at those four elements for either going into a business or for taking an existing business and growing it. Number one, is there really an opportunity here? Are there repeat buyers? Is there repeat buying built into the scenario? Are there ways to escalate? In other words, they come in at a low price, then there's a mid-range price, and then there's a super high price, and then there's maybe a super premium price. We'll probably have a whole call just on that, because if you've never done the math on having multiple price points, it's very eye-opening, and it's probably one of the most immediate practical things you can do to increase your revenue. So what's the opportunity here? Second, potential for growth of the overall market. Okay, I want to be in a market that's growing. I don't want to be in a market that is contracting. I don't even really want to be in a static market if I can help it, though you can make plenty of money in a static market. Next one, can you position and package what you do so that there is no other, so that you are unique? Very important issue. Very important issue. And the third one is, can you actually deliver the goods in this marketplace? Yes, you may be a great marketer, but can you actually deliver an experience that people are going to be enthusiastic about? So when you're looking for niches, these are the things to look for. Some of them are immediate. Some of them are black and white. Some of them you can just crunch the numbers and get an answer. Some of them are common sense. Some of them require some creativity. And frankly, some of them require soul searching. Take the time to get this part of the equation right. If we go back to our example of the sprinter, you can be the best sprinter in the world, best technique, best training, best reflexes. If you're trying to run through a swamp, all that is for naught. You want to be on nice, solid ground. So that's our first call. You might find this worth reviewing. You might find it worth taking some notes. You might find it worth turning it into an exercise for yourself and literally coming up with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different ways you can make your offer different from any other offer in the marketplace. You might also come up with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 ways you can make the experience that people have doing business with you noticeably, markedly better than everything else that's available in the marketplace. A lot of business growth, a lot of people think the way you grow your business is you throw a lot of money at it. Money can help. Money can buy traffic. Money can buy employees. Money can do all kinds of things, new stores, add new lines to your business. But start with the things that don't cost any money. Interestingly enough, sometimes those give you the most profit, with, of course, least financial risk. It's the material between your ears that's your greatest asset. And that's why I love to be in the education business, because I know that with a little bit of time and a little bit of money, I can help somebody leverage their business 10 times, 100 times, sometimes multiple hundreds of times. It happens, and it happens with pretty great regularity. Here's a little ad. As you know, we do an annual conference every year. It's called the Systems Seminar. This year, we're going to be in the New York City area, right across the river from Manhattan, the beautiful Westin Hotel. We always like to go to Westins. They're usually very well run. Fly into Newark, and it's April 15th through 17th. Tomorrow, don't really know what the subject's going to be. I'm going to go through my notes. I've got a big pile of stuff here. And the idea of these calls is to give you ideas and tactics and strategies and techniques and point you to resources that you can use and profit from right away. We'd love to hear from you if any of these things help you. It helps us figure out the next best thing to teach you. Okay, bye-bye.